Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. It is great to have you here. Today is going to be a really good show. I have a special guest. I used to have guests all the time on my show before I did the podcast, you know, a few years ago, and now I have lined up a few great guests, and today's guest is going to be awesome. So the title of today's show is So You Think You Can't Meditate? And I will bring my guest on in just a little bit. We're going to talk all about meditation. I'm going to be taking your calls towards the end of the show, and we're going to have a very, very, very insightful discussion about meditation, about applying it to your life. And if you think you can't meditate, we've got the incredible Catherine Ramadi here to help you to start to meditate in a way that works for you, that feels good. And I'm excited about that because meditation is one of my favorite things, really. It's really the crux of the work, as they say. So, welcome to the show. Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in this whole world, if you're listening on Blog Talk, or if you're live on Instagram, because I'm live on Instagram right now. So I'm really excited about seeing your faces. You can go to Attract Positive Results on Instagram Live, and you can say hello. We've got a few beautiful people in the house. Kristen's there, a few other people. So you can hang out, you can watch me. But if you want to hear the interview, make sure that you go to blogtalkradio.com/attractpositiveresults and you can hear the whole interview. Before we get to that, let me tell you the number to call in. If you would like to call in, I will be taking your calls at 323-870-4018. 323-870-4018. So, I hope that you've done well this last couple weeks. I've been very busy with personal responsibilities and the holidays and all of that stuff. And it's been really, really a time of shifting and changing for me, as I'm sure it is for you. You know, the holiday times from Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's, this couple of months here tends to be a time when people are really high in stress. They're high in stress for a lot of reasons. So although the reason for the season is forgotten a lot, I'm here to help you to remember that reason for the season. And for me, the reason of all of this celebration season in our Western culture comes really down to this idea about remembering your light. It's about remembering your light. And when you can remember your light, and this comes back to what we're going to talk about with Catherine, when you can remember your light, you can celebrate every day. Every day you can be in reverence, you can be in grace, you can be in honor of that light. You know, the North Star is such an incredibly beautiful symbol of that light, right? It's such an incredible symbol, but at the same time, it's the truth, because the whole story about how Mary and Jesus followed the North Star and were guided to follow the North Star, they knew that the baby was coming, but they didn't know where they were going. They didn't really know where they were going. And as the Course in Miracles would say, dear God, tell me where to go. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say and to whom, right? So that's really what that story is about. You are guided. You are being pulled. You are being, I don't want to say manipulated, that's a horrible word, but you're being kind of molded if you can listen. But most of our suffering in our lives, where we're not attracting positive things, when we're falling into depressions and anxieties and stresses and all of that stuff, is usually, I want to say usually, because we're not following the light. And this is really crucial in your spiritual awakening path, is that ultimately, we hear it, we feel it, but we don't follow it. So when we do that in our lives, when we can feel, I'm not supposed to be here, but you say, then you forsake yourself. And when you forsake yourself, as I always say, you're kind of screwed. That's when the ego is taking over, because it has 1,000,000,000,000,000 reasons why you should stay instead of go, right? So the little Jiminy Cricket, that, you know, that analogy in, it's not even an analogy, it's a straightforward representation in Pinocchio. In Pinocchio, there's Jiminy Cricket always going, hey, here's your conscience, hey, here's your conscience, here's your conscience. And listen, the lesson of that whole story is, if you're old enough to remember it, is to follow that still little voice, that little voice that says, I don't think I'd go in there if I was you. And then he goes, and then see what happens. You know, it's so this idea of the light of the North Star really is that there is a little guidance in you. It's the little guidance in you. It's guiding you. It's guiding you all the time. So remember that this holiday season. And when it comes to, should I buy gifts? Should I not buy gifts? Should I go to that party? Should I not go to that party? Remember that light. Remember that North Star. And honor it. Honor it. If going out and buying gifts is going to put you in a state of anxiety, it's going to put you in a state of any kind of craziness, then really follow your intuition and don't do it. You know, I'm the kind of person that I love the Christmas season. I love all that stuff, but I don't always buy gifts. But I like to make gifts. So this year I'm making some gifts. So, you know, that's it. So I wanted to say that, you know, this time of the year, and we'll be talking a lot more about that. So anyway, hope that helps you to remember the reason for the season. All right, everybody. So I've got a couple announcements that I'll talk about at the end, but I really want to bring in my wonderful, wonderful guest. Catherine Ramadi created a very, very popular app, Tranquil Me, and it's a meditation app. It's for iPhones and Androids. And she says that is her contribution to peace in the world. And I love that idea. She's based in San Francisco. We have been friends for about, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 years now. We've always wanted to work together. We're working on something, you know, possibly coming up soon. And she's really passionate about meditation and her decades and decades of experience. And she's started meditating when she was 16 years old. She backtracked around the world, finding homes in Boston and Sydney. Now she is, like I said, in San Francisco, and she's been a meditator for 40 years. So she is the perfect person to come on, and her and I have the passion for meditation. So let me welcome Catherine to the show. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Max. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited that you're on the show.
Yeah, so am I. And I loved your story about the inner light and your intuition. And you're so right about stress relief. They need it so much this time of year. People get overwhelmed. And, you know, meditation is a scientifically proven method of stress relief.
That's right. I love that you said that it's a scientifically proven, because, you know, the title of our broadcast today is So You Think You Can't Meditate. And when we were talking earlier, you know, a couple of days ago, we're talking about all the myths of meditation. And you said a few myths that you'd like to, like, break down about meditation so people can really understand what it is. What is one of those myths about meditation?
Right. Well, the main myth is people believe they have to shut down their mind and to meditate. And, well, that's kind of crazy because we're human beings and you can't shut down the mind. You can't stop thinking. We have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. And we have this crazy mental chatter and monkey mind. And that's why people don't think they can meditate. But the Dalai Lama, I tell them, still has thoughts when he's meditating. He has his to-do list, but he just doesn't pay attention to it. He lets it come in and he lets it go, and he detaches from those thoughts. And he just witnesses them like a parade. And he says, right, next. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to his breath. And he puts the breath into the forefront. And the thoughts will take a back seat and become background noise. So it does take some practice, but you do not shut down the mind. You just sort of learn to detach from those thoughts.
Yeah, I so agree. So many people, I'm sure, they come to you, they come to me, and they say, I can't meditate, I can't quiet my mind, I can't quiet my mind, and that is one of the biggest myths. You are right. It's not about quieting your mind. But what I always say, maybe you'll agree with this, is that one of the really the greatest benefits of meditation when you start to develop that muscle is that one of the benefits is side effects is that the mind starts to slow down. It just starts to slow down on its own without you doing anything,
Yes.
It just starts to slow down automatically. And instead of making that your goal, don't make that the goal, because most people look at it and they go, okay, well, I'm supposed to slow down my mind. I have to slow down my mind. And what you resist persists, right?
Exactly. And some days are worse than other days. And you just go use your method. And you said the same thing I say. You build that meditational muscle. Every time your mind does wander off, you just bring it back, and that is a process of meditation. And you find that the thoughts don't like being ignored, so they slow down, and you get those gaps of calmness and peace, and you suddenly become aware of that inner peace.
Yeah,
even just with 10 minutes of doing that, you will get so many benefits.
Yeah, we were saying earlier that, you know, it's, you know, you don't have to sit for, you know, an hour or 2 hours or, you know, you don't have to do that. I mean, you can, and sometimes that's fantastic, but, you know, even just a small amount can really change your chemistry in your brain and what you're focusing on and all of that stuff, right?
Oh, so true, Max, because I always say 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. The morning will set you up for a great day, and in the evening, it'll release that accumulated stress from the day. And you don't realize how it's built up until you sit and release it. You know, wow, I can't believe I've been clenching my jaw all day. You know, you need to be mindful sometimes what the heck you're doing.
Exactly. So that is a really big myth about the calming your mind. You also mentioned to me that that idea that some people have a preconceived idea that meditation is religious in some way.
Yes, they do. I've even had people in my Kaiser classes tell me they think it's a cult. And I have to assure them that is no need for beads or robes or incense, and you don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor and with your back killing you, you know, and people really think they had to do that. And so it's kind of nice to let them know that's not necessary. You can sit in just a normal chair with a back that's supportive.
Right. And you can, and the thing that's, you know, really, you can point to some of, I mean, I'm sure that's very, you know, Western because they see that, but you can point to some of the greatest Christian mystics that meditate, right? Many of the
absolutely.
Christian mystics talk about meditation all the time, but a lot of times in Western culture and Western religions, they will think that, that it like it either contradicts or it's not the same as prayer, and it's a little bit different. So as prayer, because most people go, oh, you can pray and that's okay and whatever. What's the difference between praying and meditating?
Oh, that is such a good question. I do get that question a lot, and people to help them not be confused about it being so religious. I tell them that praying is asking, and meditating is listening. That's the difference. When you're praying, you're putting something out there, you're praying for something, you're, you know, needing something, and then when you're meditating, you're opening, receiving.
I get
that. I think
that.
Those are the two main differences.
Right. And I'm not sure what you think, but I believe that there's all different types of prayer, right? So that's one type of prayer too. But there's like affirmative prayer too. When you have affirmative
exactly.
prayer, that's a little bit more
the
in
the
line
of
with meditation, right?
Right, because I actually have a vision goal setting meditation on my app as well for the law of attraction people, because that really works. It's based on Wayne Dyer's manifestation principles, where you become one with your end positive end result. And I talk people and guide them through that in a meditation. So yes, in that instance, you are putting your thoughts out into the world similar to a prayer. Yes. So it can be similar to praying. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In that instance,
right.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure. One thing I wanted to get your take on is the different types of meditation. What I teach, I mean, I think that everyone's different, but, you know, what I teach is that there's a couple of different kinds of meditation, and they all do different things. You know, there's
yes.
guided meditation,
yes.
there's contemplative meditation, there's one-pointed meditation. So how do you distinguish mm-hmm. between the types of meditation when you teach people?
Well, when I teach it, I basically start them off with a secular basic breath meditation. It is very secular because you can make it that way, even though it is the original Buddhist form of meditation, breath awareness. That's
yeah.
the most basic one to teach, I think. And then you have the mantras, like the Om Namah Shivaya and the Shreem Brzee that you do, Max, where you have mala beads and you say a mantra. And mantra, it actually means, if you decipher it, it means mind vehicle. So it's a vehicle for something your mind to attach to other than your thoughts. So that's the thing about meditation. There are many ways to get those thoughts out of the way, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And mantra is one, following your breath is one, a guided meditation where someone like me will talk you through a scene from nature, anything that your monkey mind can focus on in a gentle, relaxing way, not concentrating. Like some people, another myth is they think they have to focus really hard and concentrate really hard. And that's too stressful. That sounds stressful.
Yeah.
But
right.
meditation is a relaxing way to let go of the stress and that monkey mind. And what you're doing is you're focusing on one thing, whether it's you're contemplating a word or an intention, or you're in a scene from nature, or you have your breath to focus on, or you have Om Namah Shivaya, the mantra. Those are just the main ones, I think, and they all work. They are fantastic. You just have to find one that resonates best with you. And I have tried almost every type of meditation there is, and so have you. But, you know, these days, there's a new one every day for every person just about.
Right. I want to hear I have a very... I mean, most people that follow me and that know me, my work, I have a very, a strong opinion about the difference and what it does between a guided visualization / meditation and a one-pointed meditation. This is what I've found, is that many people confuse the two and that they say, well, I turn on this meditation on YouTube and this is what I do. And they're not finding peace, and they're going to the beach, and these are all great things, but they're going to the beach and then they're going to this and they're all fine. And I have a lot of them. I've recorded a lot of them too. But they still come back and they're still, they don't find peace in their regular life. And so to me,
yes.
this is for me, that mm-hmm. what I have found is that when people are constantly doing only that kind of meditation, it's really engaging mm-hmm. their mind so much. It's engaging
mm-hmm.
their mind and it's engaging their mm-hmm. ego. And so they don't understand
mm-hmm.
that that's a fine thing to do. But to me, true meditation is what you said at the beginning, you know, is that it's to be able to see what the mind's doing and be the awareness of the awareness. Do you agree with that? I totally agree.
The guided imagery and guided visualization is great if you're sick in a hospital bed. It's great for healing. And and being on the beach or imagining, using your imagination to do that is will actually produce endorphins and anti-inflammatory effects on your physical body. But you are avoiding the deeper work, and that comes through the basic breath, where you are detaching from your thoughts, but you are aware of them. So the self-awareness aspect is missing from a guided imagery. When you're watching those thoughts, you go, oh my gosh, why am I still thinking about him? Oh, why am I so mean to myself? Why do I talk to myself that way? And you see the what the mind, the ego is saying all the time. Because the thing about present moment awareness, when you get the breath is always there in the present moment to anchor us. Because when we do that, we notice most of those 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day are in the past, which we can't control, or about the future, being anxious about something that hasn't happened yet. You can't control that either. So it's kind of insane to put so much of your energy into what you can't control. All you can control is what's here and now. So you need to do the basic breath to increase our self-awareness and to notice your self-talk so that you can grow spiritually and you can learn about yourself.
Yeah. I love that explanation that you had there, Catherine. I think that's you, like you said, it's really, there is a great benefit to guided visualizations, you know, physically and all that stuff. But it is definitely if you're somebody, and this isn't everybody, I'm sure you understand this. Not everybody is really interested in having a true spiritual awakening. They're just not interested. It's not on their.
No.
They're just like they just want to have. Stress relief. They just want to relax, which is totally fine. But if you are interested in going to the next level and have spiritual awakening and really, this is what I believe, heal your relationship with who you think you are, then you have to do that kind of what I call one-pointed meditation, I believe.
Exactly. So. You have to see your stuff. And it's easy to avoid all your stuff, your shadow work, your karma, all the crap that goes in and out of your mind that you don't even know where it came from, you know, the deep subconscious stuff can come up and it's good to get that out, but you can avoid it by doing guided visualizations. Mind you, it is a step in the right direction.
That's right.
You know,
it is. Yeah,
and
it
they
is
because will find their way. Yeah,
because most people don't even they're so in their mind, they're so in following what the ego mind is doing that they're not stopping at all, you know. And just so guided meditations are so incredibly powerful, so incredibly powerful.
Yes,
I want to ask
you.
You
know what, Max? I'll go on.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I sneak a little spirituality into my guided meditations.
I love that.
I talk about peeling back the layers of the outer identity. I talk about letting go of your gender, your age, your race, where you come from, how you look, your beliefs, your religion, your politics, letting go of all that outer identity. Sorry. And to, you know, find the similarities and the oneness we all share. And I always put that in my meditations because the true self is what's lying underneath all that.
Yeah, that's right. In my training from my teacher and everything is that, you know, we call that the relinquishment of the personal will. And the relinquishment of the personal will is really powerful, you know. And the more you so beautifully sneaking it in, is that that's the first step in truly understanding who you really are, of letting go of all of those things, right?
Right.
You know, Catherine, I wanted to ask you about, and then I know you're going to have to go in a few minutes, but I do want to ask you because I think I'm first of all, I'm really impressed with you creating this app, this Tranquil Me app. How did that come about? And tell us more about it and how people can get it, because it's really awesome.
Oh, thank you, Max. It is my contribution to world peace, but it began with just personally looking for an app that had everything I like. And I was finding that I had like four or five apps on my phone when I was traveling. It was mainly when I started traveling between Boston and Sydney, which is like from one pole to the other pole practically. And it was such, it'd take 2 days, you know, sometimes 45 hours to get to one place to the other. And you really need to meditate. And you need all the help you can get during those long flights. So I found I was listening to binaural beat. I had an app for that. I had an app for Louise Hay's affirmations. I had different app for all these nature scene. I had ocean sounds. And it was crazy because some of them wouldn't even work on the plane anyway. So I thought,
right.
Oh, my gosh, I need to do this because if I would like it, then other people would too, I'm sure. So that's how it came about, really.
Yeah,
and
you were trying to solve a problem.
First.
Love it.
I was trying to solve my problem, yes, and I figured everyone might have that problem similar
right.
to me. And it turns out, yes, that's the case. When you create something out of a need, you find happily other people need it too.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Well,
so,
I had a CD first, but no one listens to CDs anymore, so I had to do an app.
Yeah. Right. I know, for sure. So what kind of, I'm going to give you, can you stay on here just a couple more minutes so that you can
tell people
how to get the app?
And, uh-huh.
Yeah. So tell us how to get the app. Tell us a little bit more about how the app works and what they can find on the app.
Okay. Well, the app, you can get it at the App Store or Google Play for Android and iPhone. What you do is you tap on it. It's $1.99 because I don't believe in subscriptions and expensive ads and all the extras. Because people say apps, I only get free apps. But there's no such thing as a free app because
no.
you download all the good stuff in it. You have to pay extra. And sometimes they're ridiculously expensive. So $1.99 forever. And
that's
I
incredible.
Add tracks constantly, and they're free. Whenever you see an alert come up that there's a track there, it's free. So after $1.99 forever, it's on airplane mode so that you can listen to my sleep track, which I created especially for insomniacs, right under your pillow or next to your head without worrying about EFTs because you can use it on airplane mode. The other thing I love about it is every track has binaural beats music to accompany the voice, and that will lower your brainwave frequency, whether you like it or not. So even the most stressed out person who doesn't think they can meditate will enjoy the peace and enjoy an alpha level and not worry about freaking out and going up to beta and having a nervous breakdown. They can put on the music and it'll help them calm down right away. And you also, it has a toggle. So say you just want to hear the music and not my voice, you can do that. Or you can say,
wow.
Oh, I don't like the music. It's too distracting. I just want the voice. You can do that. So that's really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I use it, definitely. It's great. It's great. Go ahead.
Oh, so glad you like it. So I wanted to include all the basics so people had everything they needed. I have loving kindness, metta. I have the basic breath. I have healthy weight, which I love for my weight loss. I teach medical weight management behavior modification for Kaiser here in California. And so I created this for my patients, and they love it. But everybody seems to love it, too. It's just affirmations, 20 minutes of healthy weight, no matter what. So I love that. That's a popular one. The sleep one's good. I have the ocean waves and the goal setting visualization. I know Fem Taylor, Fem Yoga. She loves the goal setting visualization one. She's a big goal setter. And she wrote to me recently and said she listens to it all the time. So I have a little bit of everything, and I keep adding to it. So when you do download it, make sure, though, there are about 13 tracks now. So make sure you scroll through the track options and click download on each of the little tracks, because otherwise, you know, you'll keep getting an alert. So make sure you scroll. People don't realize there's more at the bottom.
Oh, cool. That's good information. And $1.99. Come on. That's amazing. That is amazing.
I know. I get a dollar, and I need to sell 5 of them just to get a Starbucks. So help me out, people.
Yeah, everyone, go. Go to your iTunes store, your Android store, and get it. It's $1.99. Come on. She needs a cup of coffee.
yeah.
I love it. All right, my friend. Listen, I think a good way to kind of like wrap up your time here is to do you have just 2 minutes to just walk us through a short little meditation?
Oh, I would love to, Max. I would love to. Let's do a basic breath where we focus on our breath, and let me guide you through that.
It's easier
when someone helps you. So let's begin. Everybody get in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. And just focus all your attention and awareness now on the very top of your head. This is the part of the body we don't usually notice. And I just want to help you to focus on something different. So be mindful of the very top of your head, the scalp, becoming aware of a warmth. What's the temperature like up there? Just do a quick scan for any stress. You may become aware of a pulse at the top of the head. As you relax your scalp, let it go. Moving your awareness now down to your eyelids. Relaxing. Letting go of all those little muscles that surround your eyes. Moving down the face to your mouth, your tongue, and your jaw. The large muscle can get very stressed. You can just soften your jaw. Check in. Let it go. You can let your jaw drop. And feel this relaxation starting to move down your body like a wave all the way down your feet and toes. Now that we're nice and relaxed, I'd like you to focus on your own breath. There's no need to change or alter your breathing in any way. Just notice, what is your breath doing? Notice the inhale, the exhale, and there's a pause. We're just bringing your attention, awareness, to the process of breathing. And you could choose a part of the body where you notice the breath the most, that'll help you focus. So maybe choose your nostrils. You can feel the cool air moving in, moving the tiny nose hairs, and a little bit warmer as you exhale. Breathing in, breathing out, just relaxing with the natural rhythm of your own breath. And any time a thought pops into your mind, it's perfectly normal. Just go back to the breath. You can say, next, back to the breath. This is a great way to cultivate mindfulness, detach from that parade of thoughts. Just noticing your breath, bringing it to the forefront. Let those thoughts take a back seat for a while. Go back to the breath. You can stay breathing in, breathing out. or I like to use a mantra. So on the inhale and hum on the exhale. So you could spend as much time as you like just noticing your breath. And it'll help you just to unplug that computer brain of yours. Let it reset and refocus. Feeling refreshed and revitalized, ready for the day.
Nice.
And you can come back to the room after this little sample.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready.
Ah, that was beautiful.
And is it amazing how quickly you can feel the benefits? And
right.
I mean, I did a meditation last night with a class in Kaiser, and it was only 15 minutes, but they couldn't believe it was that long. They thought it felt like a minute.
Right.
It's like time just stops when you do
it
that.
It does, because there is no time.
There's no time, exactly. It's like proof. It's proof
totally.
That Einstein was right.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. You are a joy, a love, and I adore you. And I want everybody to go to your iTunes store and get the Tranquil Me app. It's only $1.99. I'm sure you're going to spend more than that just even walking out the house today. And I'm telling you, the benefits you're going to get from the Tranquil Me app is huge. Huge. So
thank you,
Catherine. We'll have to make another time for you to come back on the show, okay?
Oh, yes. I'd love to do more of my meditations. Thank you, Max. And namaste, everybody. I'm very
grateful,
Catherine, for this opportunity.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day, my friend.
I will. Thank you, Max.
Okay.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
How beautiful, right? So great. She's just amazing. She's just incredible. So definitely go get the Tranquil Me app, everybody. So that kind of wraps up our time. Our show is usually about 45 minutes because I have something at 10. I don't see anyone on the phone lines, but what a great, wonderful conversation about meditation. And all I have to say is that, you know, meditation is everything, you know. Having a teacher like me and working with a spiritual teacher like me augments the meditation for sure. But having that steady practice, that's why it's called a practice of meditation, where mindfulness that you're coming back to over and over and over, I really, really, really suggest that you start doing it through meditation app, and really it will change your life. It will change your life. I know it changes so many people's lives when they start to meditate. You know, I work with lots of people from different kinds of backgrounds, and a lot of people that come in to work with me privately, they've had histories of anxiety issues, of extreme OCD, all these kind of, like, I'm not saying I'm a doctor or anything, but you know, this anxiety and the stress and OCD and ADD and all of this other stuff. And we start working together, and I guide them through. And one of the biggest, biggest things that I make them do is I make them be accountable to start to do meditation every day, every day, every day, every day. And it blows their mind because, you know, first of all, usually most people are like, well, I know meditation. And then they get distracted, or they, you know, the whole thing. It's like when you go into your mind, you get distracted. But when you make a commitment to meditation, and some people are really good at it, which is great. But if you're in a place where you need guidance, sometimes you need accountability, like a meditation partner. And so when I work with my students, they have accountability to do their meditations. And you know what? It's not always easy. I've been doing it for, you know, I came to meditation. I'll wrap up with this, is that the reason that I started meditating was I am 54 years old, and when I was probably about 10 or 11, I started having stomach issues and all this other stuff, and the doctor that I went to, this is California in the 1970s, just so you know, the doctor said, hey, you know what? You're going to have ulcers and you're going to have bleeding ulcers if you don't, you know, do something about this. And he gave me a book on meditation. And I had already been on my spiritual path, but I hadn't been really doing meditation. And boy, oh boy, it changed everything for me. And so I was given this meditation book and I started to meditate on my own and doing it on my own. And it's changed everything. You know, it opened up all of my awareness to a place that was so beautiful. And please, I don't have any, you know, stomach issues or any of that anymore because I believe very strongly, very strongly, that what you do with your mind is a direct relationship to what happens in your body. For sure, for sure. Because your body is your vehicle. So the meditation is like your fuel for your vehicle, right? So thank you everyone so much again. Thank you, the people on Instagram that have been watching. It's a little hard when you're, you know, when having an interview because you don't hear, but on the Blog Talk Radio show, or if you're listening on later on my podcast, you get to hear the whole thing. One announcement before we go is that please, 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 if you want 2019 to be a year of peace, a year of expansion, a year of transition, please get on my email list at attractpositiveresults.com. Get on that, because in the next couple of weeks, I'm making a huge announcement for one of the biggest, probably one of the biggest projects I have ever done that. And it's all meant to help you to move into your life from fear to love, from fear to love. Right. And it's a huge project. And it's called Miracles 365. And get on there, because I'm in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sending out emails very specifically about that. And then so 2019 is going to be amazing for you. Amazing for you. So, everyone, I pray that love will guide you until we speak again. Please let me know if you need anything at all. You can go to attractpositiveresults.com. You can book a time with me, or just, you know, listen, just say, hey, I'm here. What's going on? I love to hear from all of you. All right, everybody, have a wonderful day. Remember, unthinkably good things can happen, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.
Ebenezer Scrooge, awake! I am the ghost of the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Your time is running out. Come, I must show you the sleek CLA.
Nice, said Scrooge. But I am kind of a Scrooge.
No worries. The CLA offers true Mercedes performance at a surprising price. Or check out the GLC, an SUV with the full complement of technology and performance. Give your year the happy ending it deserves at the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Now at your Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing. Ebenezer Scrooge, awake! I am the ghost of the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Your time is running out. Come, I must show you the sleek CLA.
Nice, said Scrooge. But I am kind of a Scrooge.
No worries. The CLA offers true Mercedes performance at a surprising price. Or check out the GLC, an SUV with the full complement of technology and performance. Give your year the happy ending it deserves at the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Now at your Mercedes-Benz dealer. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.